Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Two Chicks Podcast.
Ew.
Welcome back to the Two Chicks Podcast. It's Dixie. Noah's eating.
What's up? It's Noah.
Ew. Come on.
I'm eating nutrition nuts. Peanuts, almonds, pistachios, pecans, hazelnuts with a touch of sea salt.
Okay. Last episode, we talked about some stuff, answered some questions, and we're going to answer some more questions.
Let's do it.
From you guys on Twitter. We're going to get to your questions, but first, Noah wants to talk about how he completely hates his girlfriend and chose another girl over him.
Babe, the question was...
Nope.
Who would you rather date?
You hate me. We're done talking about that.
Mm-mm. No. I need to give my side.
I would choose Josh for my house. All the sway boys, actually.
No, but numerically speaking, I have more followers than all of them on TikTok.
Yeah,
and when you're choosing a TikTok
boy... But Bryce
boy,
is more relevant.
Yeah. Do you think, like, actually?
Are you going to cry?
No.
I cried.
Well, he's got a lot around him, though.
His name is just always out there.
Yeah, but not... It's not always a good thing. Love Bryce, but he knows he doesn't care. Exactly. But, so let's think of this. Dixie, when you're putting together, let's say...
No.
A TikTok girl's house, and you take away names, take away all that. You see,
you pick your girlfriend.
No. This game is about numbers. You have 100 mil, 80 mil, and 50 mil. You just hit 50 mil. First pick is going to be the 100 mil,
mm-hmm.
without a doubt. Duh. You want a TikTok girl, you pick the one with the most followers. Second one, you're picking the 80 mil over the 50 mil. So 30 mil difference.
I would just like to say Addison was on my side about this, and
of course she would be.
Yeah, because we're best friends, and
no,
she
best
takes
friends,
my side.
No. Best friends should be honest with you.
When it is honest.
When I asked Curtis about this, he was on my side. But
of
that's
course,
only because
Curtis,
I was right.
Curtis is on whoever's side of the person of the room he's in.
Not true.
I said
there's,
that word.
No, that, not true. There's been arguments where I like brought to him something that we've been fighting about, and he's totally taking your side.
Oh, yeah. Like when we talked about when he brought to you the Brad thing, and you're like, what was wrong with it? And he tries to deny the whole thing.
No. Curtis came to me and literally texted me, like, love the Brad video and, like, a ton of emojis. And he called me, basically brought it up to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just to, like, because Curtis always has such a skeptical mind. And, like, I just didn't want to, like, jump into anything that I didn't know. And, like, when he, I was
take
like, yeah, I know. I did. And when he said it was really bad. And I'm like, yeah, no, I messed up.
That's
I didn't mean
what
to say
said.
That. I don't care what he said. That's exactly what I said.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
I like to surround myself with, like, people who will tell me if I'm wrong. That's so true.
Don't you?
Like Vinny, for example. Vinny, my videographer, Vinny Muig, Vinny got heat. He wants to be like a creative director when he grows up and like a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And so him being like on my YouTube team with me is like a perfect...
He tells you when you're not funny.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'll be like, yo, should we do this? He'll be like, no, do this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And you just got to be a sponge. You got to soak in information rather than always thinking that.
Oh, that's weird coming from you because you don't...
Is that?
You don't listen.
To who?
We need to call Curtis. We should do a... if we did a podcast, me, you, and Curtis, it would be a nightmare.
That'd be fun.
It would be a nightmare. It would just be us arguing the whole time.
Yeah, but that's what people want to hear, I think.
Us going after each other.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. We're both stubborns, and we're both on the Enneagram test. We're both eights, and you're a Leo. I'm a Taurus. Like, I don't really know much about zodiac signs, but like I'm just getting our personalities and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're both pretty stubborn.
Oh yeah.
But you've taught me a lot of things in this relationship.
Patience,
definitely. Mm-hmm. And like compromise for sure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I become a lot less stubborn because I listen and I really admit
and
when
you
I'm
can't
wrong.
Win.
No, yeah, there's no point to like if I'm like I'll say 2 + 2 and you'll say 5 and I'll say 4, I'll be like, babe, I think it's 4. You'll be like, no, it's 5. And I'll be like, okay, yep. It's 5.
We're getting to questions. I don't know how we got that derailed, but...
That was fun, though. Anyways.
Do you guys get jealous if Noah meets any girl or Dixie meets any boy? No.
Meets? Like, what does that mean?
Like, if you meet a girl and you're like, hey, bestie.
If it's like a fan or like someone that...
No, like a friend.
No. We both have a lot of friends.
Oh, you have a lot of friends. Who are they? Who are you hanging out with?
Okay.
I'm not jealous.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Real, like, real people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people that, like, know their worth, like, super real people and, like, aren't about that fake stuff. Real people have very few friends in their close circle.
Yeah.
So a lot of my closest friends are hometown friends that, like, I could go to with anything. But fortunately enough, I've made a couple close friends here in LA. And obviously, you're my best friend. But then there's guys like Curtis I can go to with anything. I like to think that Blake and I have a really good relationship.
Yeah.
Blake's just, I don't really go to Blake with, like, the deep stuff. Blake's just more of, like, eh, I need a laugh. Go to Blake.
I feel like we're not really a jealous couple.
It's like,
you're always doing something. It's either work-related or whatever.
Yeah. Like, no, you can't be jealous in this business. I mean, you can get a little jealous. But
I feel like it's not jealousy, more as it's just FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, if we're doing something without each other, mm-hmm. we're not jealous that the other person's with someone. It's like, I want to be there. And I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think your relationship would be easier to handle without the internet trying to invade your privacy? Yes.
I'll let you answer that.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't want a relationship on the internet. That was Noah's personal decision
okay,
that he took
but
into...
Okay, hear me
no,
out.
No, no, no.
It was inevitable. It was going to happen.
Yeah,
people
but you took it into
already.
Your own hands and handled it.
People knew already.
No.
But
I
yeah,
didn't
no,
know.
It'd be way, way easier, less stressful, less overwhelming, less overbearing. Like, it's just a lot having, like, a public relationship, especially in the scale ours is in. But that being said, I feel like now that it is public, the best thing to do is kind of just ignore what people say. Like, the only people that know what our relationship is actually like is you and I, you know, mm-hmm. the people in the relationship.
Who's more responsible in the relationship? Me.
Dixie, I'm going to give you one more chance, like, to answer that correctly.
Me.
What makes you responsible? What?
I always get everything done.
Oh, but on your time. Like, if you were, you are always late. I don't think you've ever been on time to something.
Yeah.
You're very not punctual. You do get things done.
I get everything done that I need to get done.
Yeah, but it could take days. Whereas if you, remember that quote that I told you? That Elon Musk quote? He's like, give yourself...
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. You're like, give yourself...
Give yourself 3 hours to do something. It'll take you 3 hours. Give yourself 30 minutes to do something. It'll take you 30 minutes. Like,
I can't clean my entire apartment in 30 minutes.
No, but you could do it in...
No.
a shorter amount of time than if you were to take 5 minute breaks every minute
mm-hmm.
to go on your phone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just my take.
Anyways, next question. Do you regret kissing Noah first?
Hmm. So you're this.
No.
Oh. Why? It's boring. I don't know. maybe you were thinking something that I didn't know.
I was a little like, maybe I'm not ready for this, but I'm kind of glad it happened when it did.
Yeah.
I just needed to move on. I'm weak.
Yeah. I mean, I was willing to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like, hell no. Like, but, no, I think that's like kind of what caused, I mean, on the previous episode of Two Chicks, we talked about our little break
mm-hmm.
that we had at the beginning of our relationship. I think that was like not even a month in. What was that? A couple weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just because we jumped in to it and like, we didn't know if this is what we exactly wanted. Well, it was very one-sided. You didn't know if it was what you wanted. I wanted
well,
it.
because I just got out of like,
no, and I completely
relationship,
understood.
And I honestly just thought it was going to be a fun little hangout thing, and I thought you'd get sick of me and then I'd like move on.
I know when we kept like texting and stuff like that, when we were like hanging out a lot and not dating yet, but like
talking. It was like, you just like the chase.
Yeah, you were like, stop. You really just like the chase. And
like, shut up.
Like, you like the chase. Like, you don't actually like me. And I'm like, give me a chance. Like, let me prove to you it's not just the chase.
Still here. That actually surprised me. I thought it was just going to be a rebound thing. Like, I thought you were just going to, like, get what you wanted from me and move on.
What were your intentions? Did you want it to just be a rebound? Or did you not plan on falling in love with me?
I mean, I didn't plan it at all. I never plan. You never plan that.
Oh. I kind of planned it. I wanted to fall in love with you.
You're adorable. Okay. Did you imagine your relationship getting this far?
Hell no.
Once we actually started dating, yes. But, like, same before.
Whoa, elaborate. What do you mean, once we started dating? What does, like, that supposed to mean?
I didn't know where we were going. I didn't know if we were actually going to end up dating or you were going to get what you wanted and then moved on.
I got what I wanted, which was dating. And I want to continue dating.
I didn't know that. But yeah.
Got what I wanted. Don't even.
I'm just saying, from most guys. Most guys are dumb boys. That's the clean version. May 22nd. But also have a song coming out May 7th.
You got some good music coming out. I can't wait for the world to hear.
Aww.
These are some good questions.
I know. Least favorite thing about each other.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, go. Because I got one.
That was quick. I have to think about it.
Oh, because I'm perfect.
No, you go first.
I try my hardest to be the best boyfriend I can to you. Mm. And it's like, I hope you have to, like, think about this. But for you, it's just that you're really sensitive.
And stop. I'm not sensitive.
But I mean, that's like any girl. Like, I grew up with my sister, and like Tatum was a different breed of like sensitive. And then like one day, like acting, like she acts all tough, and then she's just not at all. And so that's what I think. It's kind of funny that you like put on this whole image that you're Dixie, the tough guy, like, I don't care, like, kind of just, like, the bro girl.
I put on that act so I don't get my feelings hurt.
But, yeah, you're really sensitive. And sometimes that is, like, I'll tell you a joke, or, like, I'll just be messing around with you, and then it'll lead to, like, a fight, and I'm like, I didn't mean that.
My least favorite thing is sometimes you don't know when to stop talking in videos.
That's fair.
It's paparazzi.
No, that's fair.
And you're like, no, it's fine. Like, no, just...
I just like to be myself.
Yeah,
like,
don't involve other people in that.
Well, yeah, I know. I just said you were hot and you just...
Don't do it again. Okay.
I'll never talk again. Sorry.
Okay, next question. Do you guys have nicknames for each other?
I call you anywhere from Dicks to Bubs to just Babe. You don't like Bubs or Bub?
No, I like it.
I think it's cute.
I do too. I call you...
I want to call you DJ sometimes because Dixie Jane. Yo, DJ.
Yeah.
Spin the beat.
No.
Oh, okay. Spin that track.
I call you Noah.
Yeah, no, you don't really...
I call you Baby. I call you Blood Bag Nipple Boy.
Yeah, you did call me that. Yeah, no, you're not very...
Munchkin. You call
good
me
with the name.
Kowoka. It's just kind of whatever comes to my mind.
It's such a good feeling, just being called your name. I don't know why.
I love when you call me Dixie.
I love when you call me No. But
or like
when you address me in person, it's like, you never really say no. You're kind of just like, hey.
Yeah.
And like, what are you doing? Like, you never really, it's
but
always
over
like
text,
you.
Like, there was one time I said your name and you were like, oh my God, you've never said my name before. Like, okay.
It's cute. Like, I don't know. Like, because usually if you first meet someone and, like, you talk to them, you give them your name, and then they come back to you, like, 10 minutes later, and they're like, so, Noah. And it's, like, it's kind of like a compliment because, like, wow, they really, like, took the time to remember. Little things, you know?
One question is thoughts on paparazzi. I think Kevin's mad at me.
I was asked this yesterday, actually, for my interview, and I have... you can take it. Why is he mad at you?
I don't know. I think he's mad about the Haley episode, but she was just sharing her opinion on it. It's not like...
Well, wasn't Kevin the one taking the shots at
I know,
her dress,
it
right?
wasn't even him. But I just think my full opinion on it is privacy's cool. Like, I'd love... Like, if I'm just parked in my car, please don't come up to my window.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's going to be a time where people don't want to talk to us, so I don't care.
I know. I think of paparazzi as, like, a weird business because... Like, you could be having the worst day, but I feel like it's still right to be, like, nice and like open to the paparazzi because you don't want to come off as a douche. You don't want to come off as this or that.
That's also taking people's opinions about you online, because the only people who will think about that of you are the people leaving comments. So it's a give and take. I just think privacy, like, I was walking into my parents' house the other day and I saw a car like come around the corner and they're...
Yeah, I know. It's like, there are days where it's like flattering, where like paparazzi, you're like, oh, like people really, like people are making videos about our lives, like wondering what we're doing. And I think it's a, the best thing is like, I get like flattered and it's like a cool feeling in a way of like, when I come out of the gym and there's like paparazzi waiting for me there and I'm never in controversy, I'm never in like drama or anything like that. And they just come up, they're like, what's up, Noah? And I'm like, what's up? And they're like, how are you doing? And I'm like, good. They're like, any new things? I'm like, YouTube videos. And they're like, all right, dope. And it's like, they take their time out of the day to come and like make a video about me, even when I'm not, like, I have nothing juicy on me or anything. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of cool. Like, it's kind of a compliment in a way.
I like that. I like your attitude.
Yeah. And like, we always talk about like our fan encounters and like paparazzi encounters of like never taking anything for granted, because mm-hmm. you never know. Like, it could be tomorrow that like people forget about us. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. Like, even when people talk about us on other things, it's like, wow, people are really using our names to like get more views, or using our names to boost whatever they're doing. So I think it's, I take it as a compliment.
I mean, every hate video about me has tons of likes. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these people don't actually hate you. Like, you have to think of it like that. They don't actually hate you because they don't know you personally. Like, and so like, how can they hate you?
Yeah. I feel bad for people who hate, because I know that they're probably just going through something and don't have, and they take their anger out on someone who they think, who they don't know.
Or that they know will, if they make a hate video on them, it'll get likes mm-hmm. and it'll give them like some kind of like viral attention. Moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, how I think of it is like, when I'm getting hate, I'm like, I wish I could just spend like 5-10 minutes with this person, and like, I guarantee I'll make you like me, or like, mm-hmm. I'll just be myself. If you don't like me after that 5-10 minutes,
then
that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, if you meet me and don't like me, fine. Perfectly cool. Yeah. But if like, you don't know me and you're just online, it's like, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
I have no problem talking to, tell me why you hate me.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my side and tell me what's going on in your life, because I've had experiences where people are like, sorry, I was just going through this. I'm very like stressed, have anxiety, depression. I'm like, dude, I'm here for you, like, whatever you need.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing is, like, when you call, like, if you, like, DM someone that made a video about you, like, the way that they switch up, and they're like, oh my god, big fan, it's like, then why'd you make that hate video about me? And they're like, look, man, I'm just going through some stuff, and, like, I just really wanted a viral video. And I'm like, that's not the way to do it. Like, yes, it went viral, like, congrats on that, by the way, but there's other ways to do it. Like, there's other ways to find, like, that high of, like, doing something right, you know, like, go play a sport, go score a goal. Like,
but, no, but like, I get it. And I also feel like people don't realize how easy it is to go viral on TikTok, where like, you can literally become famous overnight.
Yeah.
And then in the long run, you can have these opportunities and all that, but they're just hurting themselves.
Yeah, especially with social, like, that's what I was always taught. Like, even though I never wanted to be a social media influencer growing up, like, I only wanted to do soccer.
Mm-hmm.
My parents always told me, whatever you put online stays online. So don't be stupid, because like, they were preparing me for colleges or like a professional team. If they were going to sign me, mm-hmm. they would look back on my social medias and be like, oh, he says some stupid things on the internet, so we're not going to sign him. Like, things that you say on the internet can really affect you. That's why I've always been careful of what I put on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of people should be more careful, because I've run across things about me that I'm like, I don't know if a job that they're applying for would like what they said about me here. Or it's like, just little things that come across on my For You page. I'm like, I don't know if that's very like professional or even just mature at the end of the day. It's like, you just got to grow up. And
yeah, it's a very hard balance, because
yeah,
I get that we're the people who...
We're kind of like the punching bags.
I was literally just going to say that. Like, I get that we can be the punching bags for everyone and it's all good and fine, but like...
We're people. And, like, we see a lot of these things. For some reason, TikTok
always puts my hate videos on my For You page.
And I'm like, I don't want to see this. Come on, TikTok. And it's like, yeah, that's why I try to like every single fan page video I see. Because I'm like, I want the positive things. I want, mm-hmm. like, the cool edits of me and you. And it's like, I don't want to see, oh, Noah Neck, like, overrated and stuff like that. And it's like,
Come on.
Like, summer's right around the corner. I'll glow up, I promise. Like,
no, it's it is a very bad cycle.
It's toxic. It's very toxic. And it can really affect someone's mental health. And it's like,
but not even okay. Like us, but the fact that, like, the person who's giving hate is going to want to give more hate when they know their hate will be praised.
Exactly. And it's like, you can't reward. Like, I feel like TikTok should not push these negative videos. But I mean, it's a platform, and it's
because,
like,
that is creating a bad cycle of mental health where, like, oh, if I give hate, I'm going to get a bunch of likes and views.
Exactly. And like, people are so brainwashed by social media, and they're like, so, like, how do I go viral? Oh, I'm just going to pick on some of the most successful people on this app right now. So let's just go, like, make a hate video about them. Let's make up a fake story, like a fake allegation against them. And it's like, those are most likely going to go viral.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
like, going back to the shoe decorating, I know I keep talking about this,
good.
But it's like, it's my show. I've put so much of my own money in, like, we filmed 4 episodes that day. That was the last stretch.
Yep.
And I was just like, let me have some fun. I never get to be a kid and just, like, make a mess.
It's your show. Your fans are going to watch it. You do have a lot of fans. You have a very cool fan base. And they're like, the fans that you have somehow recruited on your side, like the fans that have latched onto you, the people that love you, are able to understand that, like,
my humor.
Guys, Dixie wants to just kind of have fun. Like, this is her show. Like,
you don't ever want to just be a kid and have fun.
I'm sure they do, but I'm sure they also went through everything we just said. Like, the fact that they're going through something, the fact that they knew their
I know it's
would
so
go viral,
hard to see it.
Yeah, you really have to, like, before you give attention to it, think of the intent of why they did it. Be like, why would he comment this?
Of course, I knew that. I was kind of waiting. I was like, okay, what's going to be the first thing I get hate for in each of these episodes? But thank you for talking me down.
Of course.
Down. Thanks for doing 2 podcasts with me.
Of course, baby. Always here.
All right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Thank you for all the questions. Have a fantastic day.
See you guys.
2 Chicks comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio. You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Bye!